Well, even though the markets calmed down somewhat yesterday, that didn't completely set investors at ease. Many are still calling for more help from the Federal Reserve. The Fed injected $62 billion into the banking system last week and another $2 billion yesterday. That helped support the major U.S. stock indexes. The European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan intervened with large doses of cash as well. But all that got us wondering, do central banks have a duty to step in to save the markets? So we called Bob Rose, the executive editor of Smart Money magazine. I asked him, aside from pumping in all this cash, what else could the Fed do?
Well, the big thing they could do, in addition to putting money into the system, is to cut interest rates. It certainly would send a signal to the stock market and the bond markets that the Fed wants to keep the economy growing and does not want a recession. What you have here, though, is a debate on how far the central bank should go. Should the Fed cut interest rates and essentially bail out people who have made bad decisions or have taken risks and the risks have blown up? So I think what the Fed is trying to do is walk a very fine line here between keeping the markets orderly but not going too far and rescuing everybody and saying everything's fine, we're going to cut interest rates and don't worry about the mistakes you've made.
In economics, this is called the moral hazard issue. If you keep bailing people out, they're going to keep making very risky bets because they know you're going to come and bail them out.
That's right. It's a kind of a fancy way of saying, should people pay for risky bets that go bad? And, you know, traditional economics would argue they should pay for it. And therefore, the Fed, I don't think, is interested in saving one group of people or one type of investor. They want to keep the markets running in an orderly fashion. But at the same time, they don't want to cut interest rates drastically or too soon and get the economy moving so fast that we have more speculation and more risk taking.
Mm-hmm. President Bush last week said there wasn't going to be a bailout for homeowners who face higher mortgage rates and foreclosure because of this subprime mortgage debacle. The Fed and central banks come in and put all this money into the system, and it props up the banking system. Who is helped and hurt by that?
Well, I think anyone with an interest in the markets is helped, and I think it's not just the banks and the players in the system, the hedge funds. I think in the long run, it's the individual, too, because
Individual investors.
I think so, because I think to have a breakdown of the system where it freezes up in the credit markets and spills over into the stock market and lending and all that, that could lead to a slowing economy, a recession, job losses and all that. So I think it actually is in the interest of everybody to have an orderly market.
And among the other people helped, I suppose, are people who in the future decide they want a mortgage. If the situation had stayed as it was, it might have been quite impossible to get a mortgage. Now with the markets functioning, you may get a mortgage with a higher interest rate, but you could probably get a mortgage.
That's a good point. I think there were cases last week where people trying to get jumbo mortgages, for example, saw their rates go up several percentage points. And, you know, when you have a panic like that, the lenders want to be very safe and they overcharge, essentially.
A lot of folks are comparing this to the Asian financial crisis of the late 1980s, which also included a crisis in Russia that affected markets. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan cut interest rates and pumped money into the system that time. What can we learn from what happened during that crisis?
Some people think that the Fed reacted too quickly and too forcefully by cutting interest rates, and that led to a bubble and too much speculation and too much economic growth when they should have let the markets work their way.
I guess that suggests that the Fed and other central banks are walking a tightrope here.
They certainly are. And I think it's an interesting time for Ben Bernanke. He's been at the job 18 months. He certainly wants to do as good a job as Alan Greenspan did. And it's a real test. And I think so far, he's kind of taken the middle of the road. And so far, at least judging by the market's reaction, it's worked. What happens from here is anyone's guess.
Bob Rose is the executive editor of the personal finance magazine, Smart Money. Thanks very much.
Thank you.